KB4 CBA Mobile.
KB4 CBA, W4 DJW.
W4 DJW, KB4 CBA. Well, David, was I wrong? Did I see this email? There was a silent auction at the Greenville meeting.
I know that Dan has been talking about that. I haven't paid a really close attention to it, but I know that it's they've had one or two, and they may have more. I don't know. I think they found some more equipment.
Man, if they have another one, how much? Shoot me off an email, because, wow, I'd love to have been to that thing.
I think they put it on the webpage, too. If you go to briars.cc, I think they put pictures of the stuff out there. But I don't, like I said, I don't keep real close track of it.
Well, you know, honestly, I don't know how I got the email. I'd have to go back and look. It must have filtered in from one of the Greer Club guys, or I don't know. I just have to go back and look. But anyway, it had pictures of the equipment, and I was just sitting there drooling the whole time going, oh, man, I am so sorry I missed that.
Well, that equipment is sort of old, unless that's something that you're, like, particularly interested in.
Come on, Dave. We all need something to play with. I mean, doggone, we might be able to resurrect some of those old radios or whatever. Power supplies. There was a ton of stuff there.
So now that we're talking about it, I do recall him saying that somebody donated something, and if they can't, and it wouldn't have been that old, and if they can't find a use for it, right, in the radio room that they're building out at the Red Cross, and they would put it on that silent auction.
Sorry, I'm shifting gears here on the 6-speed. And I needed both hands there. I was turning at the same time. Yeah, when you're doing 120. No, I'm kidding. If I was doing 120 on Haywood Road, I think I'd probably be drawing a little attention to myself.
Yeah, not the kind of attention you would like. 120 on Haywood Road. Yeah, that'd be kind of difficult, especially over there where it crosses over 385. It gets really bumpy over there. You might take flight.
Wouldn't you like to clear that intersection there at Haywood and Pelham and coming, I think probably coming up the hill from 385 and be doing about 120 when you get to the top of the hill. I imagine you'd catch some air as you got to the top of the intersection there.
Yeah, but the road goes away from you really fast, so you'd be catching more air than you want to, and landing might not be on four wheels. It might be on the nose of the car, or the tail of the car, or the top of the car. You might have more rolling than just the wheels when you touch down. I always think about when I'm in that area, pressing a button on the dash and these four arms come out from under the car and these props come alive and they start spinning and the car just lifts up and flies right over all of that.
Well, you know, Mueller came up with that, didn't he? And I think he passed away, but he had the flying cars with the four big, rotary fans that were enclosed, just enough to keep you from walking into it, and supposedly, you know, it would fly a small car, and I was really excited about it.
I believe those were ducted fans, but I'm not 100% sure. The picture they've got, they're all tilted at about a 45-degree angle forward. I think that's the one you're talking about. But they have them out there now. People are test flying that don't really use that kind of technology. They use the props instead of a ducted fan. And they're making some pretty good headway. They're able to cover a lot of ground in a short amount of time and not really drain the battery completely. So you might see that sooner than you think. W4DJW.
Okay, but I would imagine you'd have to have pilot's license for that.
Some of them are so light that you don't have to. If you get down to the micro light, I don't think it requires a license. Although, wouldn't hurt to have one. But it is, I have seen pictures of them, and they're mostly one-seaters. They're not two-seaters, or it's not like a taxi or anything like that. But there are other companies that are investigating building taxis that way. So you fly from building top to building top, take off on one building top and land on another building top instead of at an airport.
AB4CBA. So is it kind of like an Osprey or something along those lines?
Like that with no wings. You know, Osprey, I think it rotates. You know, the wings rotate up and it lifts straight up and then it rotates. They rotate forward as it starts building momentum going forward. These aren't that way. These all just point straight up. There's like four of them or more. Some of them have more than four. But some pretty neat designs I've seen on the internet. Trying to think of company names that were investigating it, but there's several companies out there that are looking at getting that technology started.
I missed the very last part of that. I was ordering my smoothie at Smoothie King.
Is that like a Burberry Blast or something like that kind of a smoothie?
I tell you, if you haven't tried one, my wife, I went crazy about it. We were in Nashville. She goes, let's go to the Smoothie King. And I was kind of, health freak, you know. This is where all the health nuts go. But, you know, I got a what they call a keto, which is low carb, which I do low carb. And I just changed. They had raspberry and blueberry, so I changed it to banana and strawberry. And, man, it was absolutely delicious. It's real thick, like a milkshake, and cold, and it's not crunchy. It's a smoothie, but it was delicious. And, you know, bring your wallet. It's not, you know, it's not $2, but I really liked it. And you can get an app and get money off. Like, I've got an app right now, I'll get $2 off on this purchase.
So, I know a little bit about what you're talking about, but not a lot. When I go get a haircut over at Great Clips on off White Hampton and Greer next to Bilo, there's one of those places on the end of that strip where Bilo is. And Great Clips is right across from them diagonally. And she'll have me. Amy will have me stop and get her a blueberry something or a Burberry or one of those things, smoothie. I've never had one. I don't know what they taste like, but I'll pick her up one and bring it home to her when I go get a haircut.
And that's a Smoothie King?
I don't know. They give me a card. It's in the glove box or in the console of my car, because when you buy one, you can give, if you get one of those cards, the next one you buy is cheaper, and I think they punch them with like a horseshoe-shaped punch, hole punch. And when you get so many of them, you get a free one or something like that. Anyway, I can't remember the name of it. I don't think it's got King in the name, though.
I would say they're probably about the same. I may have to give them a try. They're definitely closer to me than these guys.
Which one? The one in Greer?
Yeah, I just happen to be over on the side of town that these guys are on Antrim Drive, where the old Vince Perrins used to be.
Well, I did not realize you were that close to Greer. How far are you from Greer?
I'm in KB4CBA. I'm in Taylor's right there, almost where Rutherford intersects Wade Hampton.
The Rutherford that is at Target?
Yeah, I could almost walk to Walmart. In fact, it would probably do me good to walk to Walmart.
Okay, Walmart's on up the road from where I'm thinking. There's a Rutherford and Greer between, well, when you're coming into Greer, there's a Target on the right that used to have a Panera Bread in there. The Panera moved on down the road, on down below Walgreens. But that's that road that goes up the side of Target is Rutherford. It might be Old Rutherford or something like that. But then there's another Rutherford up there, I think up near Edwards Road or something like that. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, Roger. It's just west of, I guess I better put this thing in first gear if I want to start off. It's just west of Edwards. It's the next traffic light west of Edwards Road.
Okay. Okay, over there where Jiffy Lube is in that area. Anyway, I got to duck out. Somebody's pinging me asking for something. I got to give them my undivided attention. But I heard you in there while I was having some free time in the morning. Figured I'd say hello. KB4CBA, W4DJW.
All right, man. Well, have a good day, and hopefully we'll see some sunshine before this week's over. 73s, and always good to talk to you, Dave. W4DJW, KB4CBA mobile, clear and listening.
Good to talk to you too. Be careful out there on the road. 4DJW clear.